Chapter 3. Ranald MacDonald. On June 27, 1848, a young American sailor left his whaling ship near northern Hokkaido and rowed a small rowboat to the shore of Japan. He landed on the island of Yagishiri, where he was found by two Ainu men. He had come to Japan for one simple reason: curiosity. This was a dangerous thing to do because Japan was a closed country, Sakoku Jidai, and foreigners were often killed for entering the country. Thus began the saga of Ranald MacDonald, who was said to have been the first English teacher in Japan. The story of MacDonald's interest in Japan began in 1832. In that year, a Japanese fishing boat, the Hojun Maru, set sail from Toba, near Nagoya, bound for Edo. A fierce storm blew the boat far off course and destroyed its mast. For 14 months, the boat floated across the North Pacific, eventually washing up on the coast of present-day Washington State. Of the 14-man crew, only three survived the journey. MacDonald lived near where the men landed, saw them, and was fascinated by their story, which was that they would be killed if they returned to Japan. Indeed, Japan was a mysterious country to Westerners in those days. MacDonald also noted that the Japanese men's facial features resembled his because he was half American Indian. MacDonald was the son of an Indian princess and a Scotsman. He was born in 1824 in what was then Oregon Territory. Unlike many children of that day, he received a formal education and was a very bright student. Upon graduation, he took a job at a bank. However, his lust for adventure was so strong that he quit the job and became a sailor. For 5 years, he sailed the Pacific Ocean on a whaling ship, often in the Sea of Japan, sometimes close to the island of Hokkaido. One day, he got an idea. He would attempt to enter Japan by himself. After getting permission from the captain of his ship, the Plymouth, he set off in a small rowboat. Close to shore, the 24-year-old overturned his boat to make it look as if he were a shipwrecked sailor. After a few days of friendly treatment by the Ainu, he was arrested and moved to a prison in Nagasaki. There, he was held captive in a small room in a temple called Daihian. The Japanese were puzzled by him because he looked different from the other foreigners they had seen, and he could read and write, unusual for a seaman in those days. While in prison, he taught English, Western history, and geography for 7 months to 14 young Japanese. During this time, he was treated kindly. Some of the young boys he taught became government leaders during the Meiji Restoration. MacDonald was ordered by the shogunate to leave Japan on April 26, 1849. A ship took him to Hong Kong, and after a few years he made his way back to Washington State, where he spent the rest of his life. Although he had attempted one of the most daring feats of the 19th century, few people knew about it. He died unnoticed and was buried in an unmarked Indian grave.